Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. Today's date is the 16th of Rabiul Awal, 1444, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 13th of October, 2022. Today our topic is on Ila. Today our topic is on Ila, and our Honorable Mufti Saab will be entering shortly. Inshallah, we will welcome our Honorable Mufti Saab, and then we will be discussing questions surrounding this topic of Ila. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, what is the literal meaning of Ila, the Lughatan, and technically, what does this mean?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa Nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem, Amma Ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1444, and we continue with our discussion regarding Kitabun Nikah. So regarding our chapter on marriage, and there are various chapters and subchapters related to this topic. Today we discuss the topic Ila, Hamza or Alif as people call it, Ya, Lam, Alif and Hamza. So what is the literal meaning of Ila? So Ila means that a person takes an oath and so forth. But yeah, technically, in our terms of jurisprudence, it will mean a husband taking an oath and telling his wife that la ujami'uki, that I will not fulfill your conjugal relationship. So that is what is meant by ila. So where the husband tells his wife, there's a nikah, there's a husband, there's a wife, they're halal for one another, but he takes an oath on the name of Almighty Allah, on the attributes of Almighty Allah, and tells her that, you know what, that me, I will not no more now fulfill your conjugal rights, I will not be intimate with you, and so forth. So any person obviously will understand that, remember that this is haram because you are something that is halal for you, you're making it haram, so therefore there must be some repercussions and some consequences and so forth and so on. So that is our topic of discussion for today, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, where is Ila mentioned in the Quran?
If you go to Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, then you will find that verse number 226. So there you will find Ila is mentioned there. Surah 2, chapter 2, and verse 226. Let's read the ayat and just translate it, and then we will work it out according to the various jurists and scholars of Islam, what they have to say, and what are the dynamics, and so forth, and so on. So Almighty Allah states, لِلَّذِينَ, for those men, those husbands, right? يُؤْلُونَ, that Allah Ta'ala uses it in the present tense, future tense. So meaning it is permissible, valid for all times. He can't say, no, I made a mistake or was just joking and all that. There are certain things you can't joke about. Remember, these are serious, serious matters. Therefore, the Quran Sharif in this very context of nikah and talaq, nikah, marriage and talaq, divorce and so forth, says وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. Do not take these verses of Almighty Allah as a joke and try and ridicule and belittle it. Surah 2, verse number 231. So all these are serious, serious issues, and we have to attach the importance to it as well. So لِلَّذِينَ, remember, for those people there, the husbands, يُؤْلُونَ مِن نِسَاء, abaihim. Yu'luna, they make ila with their wives. From here already, remember, it means you can't go making ila with somebody else's wife or with a strange lady. You tell her that wallahi la ujami'uki. From the start is haram for you. You can't have relationship with another strange lady without nikah. You can't be busy with somebody else's wife and all. When Islam wants to solve a problem, Islam doesn't go to the fruit, to the top of it, like the non-Muslim culture. Today you see the non-Muslims, they have an AIDS pandemic, you have this pandemic. So they tell you, give everybody a condom. So you must remember that. After giving everybody condom, then you find half of them have to go for rifle repairs. So you must remember, all shaitaniyat that is. So see, I give you the verses and you will understand the beauty and the glory of Islam. And therefore people need to understand holistically, not selectively. Quran Kareem teaches us, wala taqrabu zina. Do not even approach and go near fornication and adultery. Innahu kana fahisha. It is something obscene. It is something indecent. And wasa'a sabila, a very, very bad road and path to undertake. Surah 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verse number 32. Chapter 17, verse 32, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. So Islam closed all the doors for fornication, adultery, and so forth. No physical contact. You can't be alone with the opposite gender who's a stranger. And if there is a mistake or whatever, then that person, fornication, takes place. Then remember Surah 24, verse 2, that you whoop them, lash them, flog them in public, 100 lashes. Never mind what this government says or what does human rights say. That is the Islamic law, chapter 24, verse 2. If a person rejects it, is out of the fold of Islam. Fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma miyata jalda. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَعْفَةً. Don't show them no compassion, no mercy. Why? We have to make some people samples and examples. And in front, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلْيَشْهَدْ أَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. A group of believers have to be there to witness it. So go and read chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse number 2. Therefore, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say, Allimu nisa'akum Surah An-Nur, that teach your female Surah Nur, chapter 12. So it's a great, great lesson. We all must learn this. So that is one. Then, what is happening into, leave non-Muslims, see Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala, where the topic is very, very important, Allah mentions the masculine also, and then Allah mentions the feminine also. So Almighty Allah states, وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانَ. See, that in Islam is no permissible for you to have girlfriend, for you to have mistress, for you to have a toy boy, for you to have a joy boy, for you to have a sugar daddy. So all that totally haram. How many men today have mistresses? They are busy with adultery, somebody else's wife, or their girlfriend, or their secretary, and so forth. So Quran Sharif is very clear, Surah 4, and that is Surah Nisa, and verse number 25, you will find Quran says, وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانَ. So yeah, it is for the ladies, وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانَ. That you cannot be taking, you must remember, a lover boy and a joy boy and a toy boy and a joy boy and sugar daddy, all that. How many of our Muslim women having affairs? So you must remember these type of things there. And today they consider it so light, you must remember. So all this here is telling you that absolutely haram. And remember, when there's adultery, you married and you do this, then there is the death penalty in Islam, and on that day is ijma and consensus. 54 sahaba narrate the hadith where the death penalty is mentioned. So we must be clear on all these issues here. In Islam, there is no place for compromise and apologize and so forth. We have to teach Islam as Islam is. Now see, the verse I quoted just now, that one was that, remember, wala muttakhidat yakhdan, for the ladies, they can't have boyfriend and sugar boy and sugar daddy and all that. And for the men, wala muttakhidhi akhdan. Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 5. So easy reference, chapter 5, verse 5. So Islam promotes today in our madrasas, in our schools, in our Islamic schools, in our own houses, in our own families. How many boys got girlfriends? How many girlfriends got boyfriends? All this type of, and some of them are active also. So we get all the questions of this type of things. Yeah? So then they busy here, busy there, and all these things there. Yeah? So remember that Islam solve problem like that. So go back to that verse of إِلَىٰ لِلَّذِينَ يُؤْلُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ. So those people, the husbands who made إِلَىٰ, they took Allah Ta'ala's name, or they took the attribute of Allah Ta'ala. إِسْمُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ أَوْ صِفَاتِ. They took the name, so, or the attribute. They said, وَاللَّهِ بِاللَّهِ تَاللَّهِ. That is taking the honorable name of Allah. Or the attribute of Almighty Allah, the knowledge of Almighty Allah, the qudrat of Almighty Allah, the power of Almighty Allah, or Izzatullah, the honor of Allah Ta'ala, and like that. So you must remember. Then they made ilah with their wives, right? So then what happens? Tarabbusu arba'ati ashur. Then you have to wait for 4 months. So it shows that 4 months period that they will give, Islam will give you. Within that 4 months, you must make up your mind and all these type of things. And if 4 months elapses, what happens and so forth. Now the question will arise, why 4 months, right? Why 4 months? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he used to patrol around Medina at night and so forth. So he heard a woman, you know, singing poetry, and her husband was gone in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, so jihad. So he went to consult his daughter, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha. He asked Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha, a normal lady, how long she can stay away, you understand, without a husband and so forth, she's married. She said 4 months. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to make it a law that when the army goes, then within 2 months, 3 months, maximum 4 months, they must be back. Not go for years and years and years and so forth. You see Tabligh Jamaat, they will tell you, you must go for 40 days. They will tell you, you must go for 4 months and so forth. But then you can object, but sometimes they tell you, you must go for 1 year. Then what about that? So you must remember, you married, you got wife, all that, and they tell you, go 1 year. So that, you must remember, is not carte blanche. It is what conditions that she, the wife, she makes iskatul haq. She forfeits her rights and so forth. And he, the husband, must have the full proper common sense. You know, although common sense is no more common nowadays. So he must leave enough sufficient money. He must make sure the security. You must know that somebody is there to see that, for example, the lady's brother or uncle or father or somebody, that Allah forbid somebody falls ill, somebody falls sick, you have to rush them to doctor, hospital, all these type of things. So all these matters have to be taken care. I mean, it's 12 months, you won't be there. So these are all, it's not that you just pack up and you just go and you say Allah will take care of them. Tawakkul does not mean, tawakkul means placing the trust in Allah. Tarkul azbab, you leave the means. That is not tawakkul. So for people like us, that is not, that is jahalat and ignorance that is. Tawakkul means all the means at your disposal, all your means that are permissible, you must utilize them, and then the result you leave in the hands of Almighty Allah. See, South Africa. We know it's the crime capital of the world. Cape Town is one of the gay capitals of the world and the gay capital of South Africa. So all this we know. So now you just say, I'll leave my car outside, I'll leave my garage open and all this, and Allah Ta'ala will take care of me. So we will tell you, jahalat is ignorance that. So you park your car, you lock it up, you check it up, everything properly. You read whatever you want to read, Ayatul Kursi and so forth. And then you make dua. Then you say, now you're placing your trust in Almighty Allah. That is the wakul. Akhdul Azbab, use the means, not Tarkul Azbab, that you leave the means. So we need to understand all these issues properly. So Tarabbusu Arbati Ashur. So if a person told his wife that he's going to make ila with her for 1 week, 1 month, like that and so forth. So technically speaking, that is not ila. You must remember that. Okay? So now we see. Okay, now we are discussing 4 months. So it shows that therefore, the fuqaha and the jurors have written that when you are the husband and you have your wife, right? So you must remember in a case like that, then once, this is minimum now. So minimum, once in 4 months, you, the husband, you must fulfill her conjugal rights. So it shows if the person got 4 wives. So now what's going to happen? So that 1 month by her, by Zainab, then second month by Aisha, third month by Jamila, fourth one by Fatima, like that. So then once a month he has to fulfill because he's going to see her after 4 months and this type of things here. So that is why, or 3 months, whatever the case is. So you must remember this. So all this are reasons for that. But obviously, common sense also must prevail. Now that Baji, you must remember, he's 18, 90 years old and so forth. So now that he's already 6:30 and all these type of things here, you understood. So obviously, that day the question won't arise because the man is gone old, he's gone cold, he's gone tired, retired and all the. Otherwise, all the old Bajis, their nikah will break and all the. What you talking? So Islam is for all times and all places and all circumstances. We're speaking of normal situation. So we need to understand that issue as well. So now we are discussing this one issue. It's very interesting this. So one day Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ila with the honorable wives, our honorable mothers. And the master alayhi salatu salam said that I will not fulfill your conjugal relationship for shahran, 1 month, you see. So now here there's 3 discussions. So why did Nabi alayhi salatu salam do that? So Nabi alayhi salatu salam did that because now some of them, not all, some of them, they were demanding or requesting, rather say requesting, don't say demanding. They were requesting, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, that you know now the booty is coming in, spoils of war is coming in. So at least we must get like more income and more so and so forth. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam wanted to show them that I'm not happy with what you all are requesting me and so forth. So he made ila. Some sahabi, some of the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, maybe you must remember, they, you know, some husband-wife, it happens sometime, they said certain thing. Nabi alayhi salatu salam was not happy with that, so made ila. So all this was to show the ummah and set the precedent for humanity and posterity. But 1 month only. So technically, you can call it lughatan in the lexicon dictionary, ila. But technically, it's not ila that. Remember that ila will be 4 months or more than 4 months. That is real ila, as I'll explain to you. Now after 29 days, Habibuna, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went like upstairs, you know, one room like, you know, one corner, whatever. So after 29 days, Nabi alayhi salatu salam came and then he said, okay, now we start the turns and all these type of things. But they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayta shaharan. You made ila for 1 month, but it's only 29 days, meaning not 30 days. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his hands mubarak and did this, and he showed them, see, five fingers, 10. Then again 10, 20. And then again, then one, Nabi alayhi salam bent. For example, the thumb mubarak, so 29. This month here is 29, so therefore the shahr is complete, the month is complete, like that. So to show human being that sometimes, now the woman, they make you, you know, zigzag and you get upset and all that. But not on haram issues, you must remember this. There's another story, you must remember. Sometimes that the wife's 100% right and we want to, is wrong that. we must say that now you are going overboard now, so therefore you're going to do ila or something. So we don't encourage this, you must remember, but it's just something we are discussing. So tarabbusu arbati ashhur. So now there are four distinct months. So like that it is. Fa in fa'u, you take your wives back and all these type of things. Fa inna Allah ghafurur rahim. Then Allah Ta'ala is very, very forgiving, very merciful. And now wa in azamut talaq. But if you made intention of talaq and divorce, fa inna Allah sami'un alim. Then Almighty Allah is all hearing. He knows who's the guilty party, who the innocent party, and all knowing. So Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 226-227. Right? So this is the translation and little bit explanation of it. Now when you come, you see Al-Imam Shafi'i and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Malik, they were not people like me and you. Every one of them was a genius, remember that. A master of tafsir, Quranic tafsir, exegesis, commentary. They were master of hadith and the sayings of the master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were masters of fiqh. They knew how to make istimbat and ijtihad to extract and exempt and all this. Now see, their tafsir. One side, Al-Imam Shafi'i, Al-Imam Malik, and Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So these three are in my salasa, they one side. So this is what they say. If the husband told his wife that he is going to make ilah for 4 months, or he said for more than 4 months, 6 months, 1 year, or al-mudda ghair mu'ayyana, so he didn't specify a period. So you got three possibilities there. Either he specified 4 months, either he mentioned a period and lama period that is more than 4 months, or either unspecified period. So for all three, the same scenario will come. So go back to the verse, لِلَّذِينَ يُؤْلُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ تَرَبُّسُ. So now you wait. أَلْبَاتِ أَشْهُر. Now when 4 months finishes, from the time the husband uttered those words, you see that far there. Ashhur is plural of shahr. We understand that. So 4 months. So when the 4 months have elapsed, fur is ta'aqib. Ta'aqib means subsequently, thereafter, then, then. Fa in fa'u. Now we will ask him, the mota, the husband. Now what is your intention? 4 months have elapsed, so now you must tell us what you want. He says, no, I want my wife back. So now he must pay kafara. So he must feed 10 poor people, 10 poor Muslims, and he must give them breakfast and lunch and supper. Not lunch, breakfast and supper. So I say 400 rand, 500 rand nowadays. You must remember, you must give. So minimum 400 rand, so you give 10 poor Muslims, 40 rand. And if you little bit richer, give 500 rand. So much, what can you do today with 25 rand and all that, or 30 rand and so forth, or 50 rand. So we say give 40 rand. Then that is 400 then for 10 people, Muslims. Or 500 then, 50 then. So that 40 then, 50 then, he will sort out his lunch, his breakfast and his supper. So that will be the kafara. Kafara is a penalty for desecrating the honorable name of Almighty Allah. We call it intihaku hurmatillahi ta'ala. So in Arabic it's called intihaku hurmatillahi ta'ala, for desecrating the sacred name of Almighty Allah. So you broke it, so now you must remember, you must give the kafara, pay kafara and all that. Okay? So that is the law, Quran teaches us and so forth. So 400 then, 500 our currency, you understood? And that will be given to 10 poor Muslims, 500 then, 50 then each. 400 then, 40 then each. So that is if he's taking her back. فَإِنْفَاءُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. So you pay the kafara and then Allah will forgive you. Allah Ta'ala is very merciful. You carry on as husband and wife and everything is fine. Okay, so that is how they work. So Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, and they got so many Sahaba with them, remember, the majority Sahaba, that they say the decision now will be made after 4 months has expired and 4 months has elapsed. Okay? And then, now after 4 months, he says, no. Now I had good time to think and thus and all that. So now my wife, she won't change. He says, Allah forbid, he made intention of talaq. You understood? Wa in azamut talaq, if he, you see the word, look at the word. Wa in azamut talaq. Azam means what? Hey, he made a firm, firm intention. Anniyatul mu'akkada. So he made a firm intention. He said, no, he wants to give talaq. Then fa inna Allah samiun alim. Then Allah Ta'ala alone is all hearing, all knowing. He knows whether the husband is guilty, wife is guilty, both are guilty, whatever it is. So he gave one talaq, then it's one talaq. You see, ba'in or whatever, raj'i, what. Or he gave two talaq. Remember, it can be raj'i also, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, somebody. And if he gave one talaq, like buy in, then is one. If you give two, is two. If you give three, is three. So that is how, that will be the khulasa and the summary according to them. This imma e salasa. So after 4 months, so now we, the tribunal, the qazi, the judge, whoever, they will go and now they'll ask, what's your intention, this, this, and all this. Hanafis say no. Hanafis are one side alone. So Hanafis read this verse like this. Look at the verse properly, Mozaid. So you don't make mix up. لِلَّذِينَ يُؤْلُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ تَرَبُّسُ أَرْبَعَةِ أَشْهُرٍ. So when you made ila with your wives, you said, أي لا أقاربكِ, لا أجامعكِ, and لا أتأكُكِ, that I will not have jima with you. میں تمہارے ساتھ ہم بستری نہیں کروں گا. I won't have intercourse with you. I won't be intimate with you. I will not fulfill your conjugal relationship. So all these type of words, it means it's clear-cut words. It's not from haram to do these things here. And you get a sin also. But then Islam says, okay, 4 months. Now Hanafi's translation, look at the words. Hanafi say, fa'in fa'u. Then Quran says, fa'in Allah. Hanafis don't read it like that. Hanafis say, fa'in fa'u fihinna. Now you can pose a question, but the Quran don't say fihinna. From where you got fihinna? So we say that senior sahaba, when they used to ask Nabi alayhi salam, all the tafsir was made, and you know, so they used to understand it like that. So in their mushaf, you know, you write notes, the teacher is teaching, and then you put your notes. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, like that, famous Abadila. So you Abdullah one, Abadila plural. So they used to say that, yeah, it refers to for infa'u fihinna. So within that 4 months, so after 1 month, after 2 months, after 3 months, you took her back. So you, the husband, you took her back. You said you're going to make ilah for 4 months. You said you're going to make ilah for 6 months, 1 year. You said unspecified period. But after 1 month, after 2 months, 3 months, you went and you fulfilled your conjugal relationship with her. So you broke that qasam, it means. So now that she's still your wife, and kafara will be compulsory upon you. You understand any difference? So it means within the 4 months. You see, within the 4 months. And if you made intention of talaq within the 4 months, wa in azamut talaq, then give her the talaq, one talaq, two talaq, whatever it is, and all these things there. So the main difference, the point of difference is this. Hanafi say everything will happen within the 4 months. Whether you're going to take her back, fulfill a conjugal relationship or not, or whether you're going to give her talaq and so forth. Now, this is the point you must understand. This is very important now. According to Hanafis, only Hanafis this is, not Aimma'i Thalatha, not the three scholar schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis. Hanafis say that when you or husband, you told your wife, la uqaribuki, la ujamiuki, I will not have a conjugal relationship with you and intercourse with you and whatever, all these kind of words. So, and you did nothing, and then 4 months elapsed. 4 months expired. So Hanafis only state, automatically now that marriage is broken. Hanafis say, automatically that marriage is broken. Are we clear on this now? Be clear. So you must understand this. This is when you said wallahi. This is when you said qasam and words like that. I will not have intercourse and all these things. So when, and you didn't do anything, so the 4 months elapsed, then remember that the one talaq will take place. And which type of talaq? According to Hanafis, one talaq a ba'in, and remember it will be one that irrevocable divorce. Irrevocable divorce means if you want to marry her after this year, then remember you have to perform tajdeedun nikah, and that is a new nikah must be done with her, but she has to agree, her father and them have to agree, and so forth and so on. So that is where the thing comes. So your main difference is Hanafis say 4 months and nothing happened, automatically nikah broken after you took the qasam and oath and so forth. And second one is this, that the, within that 4 months, then if you went back to her, you just pay kafara and everything is fine. And if you give talaq, that also will be effective. But according to majority scholars, everything will only start after 4 months. That we will ask him, now what is your intention? Are you taking your wife back? Are you going to give her talaq and so forth? So that is where the difference comes. If you look at dalail and proof and all that from Quran and Sunnah and Sahaba, then the dalail and evidence of majority scholars is much stronger. Wallahu a'lam.
Alhamdulillah, we're heading for our break now. Inshallah, after that, we'll continue with this interesting discussion.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Program. Our listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, we welcome you back to our program. And this is the discussion on Ila. Mufti Sahab, what happens in the case when the husband is missing?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Okay, you must remember that when you say the husband is missing, so we must clarify what we mean by missing and so forth. So you must remember a better question to elaborate on it to make it interesting. Say, for example, the husband told his wife, he took an oath, he took a qasam, that I will no more fulfill your conjugal relationship. And then he went away to a different town, or different city, or different country, or different continent, and so forth. So that's what we can answer, you see. So that is one. There's another way also, but I'll come to that just now. So in a case like that, you must remember, so after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, now, you know, absence make the heart grow fonder. So now, so what will happen? He says that, no, me, I want my wife back. But now the mota is then another country, another continent, another city and all that now. You can't have relationship, Zoom and computer business and all that. So in a case like that, you see Quran used the word fa'in fa'u. So fa'in fa'u, Surah 2, verse 226. So we will say that he will make ruju, he will take his wife back before the 4 months elapses and expires. How? Kalaman. So you contact your wife, she's still your wife, and remember telephone, WhatsApp, SMS, whatever, email, running to the female and whatever. And you say, no, that I made big mistake and this and all these type of things, I'm taking you back. So it's not necessary when the husband and wife are far, far apart from one another in different cities or different countries or different continents that now, that how are you going to fulfill conjugal relationship? You can't. It's impossible, basically. So you must remember he can do that with his speech. So he takes his wife back, but because he took qasam, for that he will have to pay kafara. And I told you the kafara, the penalty is 400 rand or 500 rand. So I normally tell people 400 is minimum and 500 or more is better. And that must be given to 10 poor Muslims. So if it's 400 rand, then 40 rand each. And if you're giving 500 rand, then it is 50 rand each for the 10 poor Muslims. Okay? So that is one scenario. The way you pose the question is a bit different. So you said the person is missing. So if you use the word the person is missing, then in Arabic we say mafqud. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, he came for inspection. Now he's looking. Allah Ta'ala gave him control over the birds, and Allah Ta'ala gave him over the jinn and over the wind and over this and over that and over the ants and all. وَتَفَقَّدَتْ طَيْر. You see, تَفَقُّد. So now what is the meaning, تَفَقَّدَتْ طَيْر? He don't see the bird. He don't see Hudhud. Where are you missing, O Hudhud? You better come back. Otherwise me, I'm going to give you a good thrashing and a good punishment. You see, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam said, مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ. How come in my inspection I don't see Hudhud? Chapter number 27, Surah Naml, the ant, and verse number 20. So, Amkana min al ghaibin, or he's missing. He didn't take permission from me. So, where he disappeared? So, chapter 27, then he said, when he comes back, this Hudhud, لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, I will give him a terrible, severe punishment. أَوْ لَأَثْبَحَنَّهُ, or I will slaughter him. You must remember. You'll just slaughter him, make him halal. أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ, or he must give me a very, very good excuse. So Surah 27, verses 20, 21. So that is mafqud. So mafqud means we don't know where the mortar is. He's totally lost, you must remember. That we don't know he's living, we don't know he's dead, we don't know which country he is, this, and all these type of things. So there the ulama, they gave different fatwas. They said you must wait for 90 years. And obviously 90 years we all will be dead, you must remember this type of things. So then they came to 4 years, and then they came to 1 year and all that. So in a case like that, we pass the fatwa, or then, this is a different masla now. Then we come to the Maliki's fatwa and all that of 1 year. So you look for him, the police look for him, the family look for him, the motor is missing and so forth. So one is al-mautu haqiqatan. The person passed away. You can see the person passed away. He's in a hospital, in the clinic, at home or whatever. The ruh, the soul, separated, emanated from the body. So finish, the person is dead. Al-mautu haqiqatan. So one is al-mautu hukman, assumption of death. So 1 year passes now, so minimum that is, and we're looking, nobody can trace him, nothing, this, that. So then the lady there, then we will say, okay, assumption of death, then now she has to go into iddat, and then if she wants to remarry, and then inheritance, and all these issues. So that is something totally different if you're speaking of missing. So missing will be different, and the situation for ila that we discussing, this will be different. There, if he wants to reconcile, he can reconcile kalaman by speech. Or he wants to give talaq, so he can be in any country, then he can issue the talaq. So the prerogative will be his prerogative, what he decides and what he wants to.
Mufti Saab, if a person says to his wife that you are haram for me, what happens in this situation?
So you must remember this. You see that if this is fiqh. Fiqh means jurisprudence. So jurisprudence means that many a time certain masail, certain laws, certain issues can evolve all the time and so forth. See, in our chapter, we discuss nikah, we discuss walima, we discuss how husband and wife should be living together, we discuss khula, where the wife pays a compensation and like a ransom, and then the husband divorce, all that we discuss in detail. So now, in that talaq issue, if you go and refer to your notes, you will find al-alfazu sariha. You will find clear-cut words. You understood? Husband told his wife talaq, he told his wife divorce, he told his wife khaskei, that's in Afrikaans, he told his wife raja, so that is meman and like that. So every language will have these type of words, right? And you must remember certain words are al-alfazul kinaya, implicit words, unclear words. Yet there we have to ask the husband, what is your intention and so forth. In clear-cut words, you don't ask him the intention, the words are clear. So la yahtaj ila niyya, he don't need niyat, and that is clear, finish. He can't say made mistake and that is not valid then. So here we have to ask what is the intention and so forth. Like you pack up and go to your mother's place, and other words you'll know better than me, all those words and all that husbands use and so forth. Now, yea, in usulul fiqh, the principles of fiqh and jurisprudence, you have what you call urf. What is the norm? What is the custom? The customary law. So, if you go to Pakistan, for example, and a husband tells his wife, you haram upon me. So there, if you use the word haram, the urf, the tradition, the custom, and the norm is this, it means talaq. So you don't have to ask the husband that what is your intention. Because everybody knows if he tells his wife, upset tum mujh par haram ho. So from now you haram upon me and so forth. So a word like haram in this day and this age and in that environment, Pakistan, for example. So you will say it is alfazu sariha, is a clear-cut word for divorce and so forth. But now if you go to America, Europe, South Africa, and a husband tells his wife, you haram upon me, and so forth and so. So you can't say that that is the norm. You can't say that is the normal thing. Because people, some may take it as meaning of talaq, some will not take it. So it still means a big debate can rage on all these things. It's not something which is rife and rampant and accepted and so forth. So that is what I mean, that in Islamic law and fiqh, you take the law of urf. So urf will be your customary law, your tradition, and culture, and whatever, all those issues. So at that time, in that place, what is the norm? So in South Africa, if somebody has to say, he told his wife it's haram. So what you will do, Molana? What will I do? So we will ask him, what was your intention? So we are going to ask him. So it shows already, we're considering it as what? Al-Alfazul Kinaya. So he said talaq, then he said, we say talaq. If he said one talaq, then it's one. If he said two talaq, then it's two. If he said three talaq, then it's three. He said, I mean haram, that is haram for me for 1 week or 2 weeks or 1 month or whatever like this. And then after that she'll be halal. So we will say then he must pay kafara. Because why? That something that is halal for him, he went to make haram. Ya ayyuhan nabi. Surah 66, verse 1. Lima tuharrimu ma ahalla Allahu lak. Something that is halal, you go make haram. So then you have to give kafara. Qad faradallahu lakum tahillata imanikum. So you must remember this. So in a case like that, so you pay kafara then. So that is, so this is not a blanket ruling for all places and all conditions and all, you know, environments. No. You have to look at the place where that word was uttered and what is the norm there. Therefore, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, he used to say one beautiful statement, مَا رَآهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ حَسَنًا فَوَا إِنَّ اللَّهِ حَسَنٌ. So what he means by that? What the Muslim considered to be good, but Allah Ta'ala is good. It means you'll take the norm, the tradition, and the custom of that place into consideration. If it's something good, and it's not trampling upon the Sharia, so then by Allah Ta'ala also is good and accepted. So that is how you need to understand when a husband tells his wife, you are haram upon me, and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, today some people say the nikah will break automatically if there are no conjugal relations for 4 months. Is this correct?
This is our ladies, you know, that, and some men also. This is when many times they gave answered this question on air in the Q&A and so forth. You must remember that I tell them that, you see, we South Africans, we came here to from India, our forefathers. So 160 years past now and plus minus. So when they came, they brought one Lal Kitab, you see, from Chakmalpur, Mirzapur, Saharanpur, Palanpur, and all these places, Kolvatpur and all that. So when they brought this book, all fairy tales in that book. So one masla you will find is like this. If a husband wife don't touch one another, they're not intimate with one another, they not have conjugal relationship, then automatically the nikah will break. So all these brothers gone for 4 months tabligh, then nikah will break then. Astaghfirullah. The brothers go for 1 year jamaat, then the nikah will break. So what about the old people? So the husband, he can't touch his wife, he's so old. So what, the nikah is broken. So all that are fairy tales, you must remember. Ilah. Understand what ilah. I told you ila means literally in the lexicon dictionary al-half. You take an oath. So when you speak of ila, you are saying wallahi, billahi, tallahi. I take an oath that I will not fulfill your conjugal relationship. So if the word wallahi, qasam, and that is not mentioned, and remember you are just, you know, there's no, you're not in a mood for it. You know, the husband and wife say, we're not in a mood. So this time, it's a very famous thing. The wife will tell the husband, or the husband will tell his wife. Either the wife will say she's not in a mood, or either the husband will say he's tired. So why the wife is not in a mood? Because she's so busy cooking, cleaning, looking after the children, does that, so she's not in a mood. Why the husband is tired? So because sometimes he's busy with his secretary, sometimes he's busy with his own mistress and all this, Allah forbid. So all funny things there. So, and sometimes for real, I mean, he's tired, now he works so hard and so forth, like that. So like that is normal things. So you can't come to that conclusion and say that no, in a case like that, automatically now the nikah is broken. No. That kind of issue got nothing to do with ila. Why it got nothing to do with ila? First of all, the qasam is not mentioned there and so forth. And if you look at fiqhul waqi, you see what is happening on the ground. People are going for... See, in South Africa now it's starting to happen. Not so much, but it does happen. But you go to India, Pakistan, all this, you go to Sri Lanka, you go to the Philippines, all that. People are working in the Gulf countries, they're working in Saudi, they're working in Emirates, they're working in Kuwait, they're working here and there. They work for 1, 2, 3 years, they don't go back home. And Makkah, Medina, how many people you ask them? How long you here? 3 years, 2 years, 1 year? So in that case, what are you going to say? That the marriage is broken? Obviously not. So you must remember the wife is not a desirable situation. We're dead against it. I'll tell you one nice story. I know 99% of the people don't know. So you must remember this, that in a case like that is not desirable, but the nikah is still valid. You must remember that. You see Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. So you must remember when we were studying in Karachi, he was the prime minister. So, and it was in his time. This is, you must record this, two stories. In 1974, on the 7th of September, write it down, you must remember it's a historic date for us Muslims. 7th September 1974, and all the Muslims got together in Pakistan. So that, you must remember, all the parties, so like that you can use the word is better. So all the parties got together. And for what? They said that Qadianis are non-Muslim and so forth. So, Yuma, and who led this whole group? Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, Rahimahullah. We were there studying and all these things. Yeah. So, remember, then he met King Faisal. King Faisal played a big role in this, Rahimahullah. And Zulfikar Bhutto, on 7 September, he went on TV, he went on the radio, he went on the mass media, and he said, he didn't tell them, but he told other people, he said, "Me to both gunegar ho, at least let me do this one right thing, then Allah Ta'ala will give me Jannat and all that," you see. So he said that these Qadianis are non-Muslim, you see. So from that time already, officially, that Qadianis are recognized as non-Muslim in Pakistan and all these things here. So you got that story there. So now the same Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, then he was executed and all that in Ziaul this time, and a lot of politics involved. So we were studying there at that time. So when he had very good ties with this thing, with Faisal and them, and after Faisal was assassinated in 75, then Khalid came. So Saudis always want labor to come, you know. Bring your men here. You see how the woman, all that, they employ them, all the kind of things. So Bhutto, he was like a genius in politics and all these things. Very sharp he was. In politics, very few Muslims were so good like him. So very good in his politics. He knew what he's talking. So anyway, obviously certain things he made mistake, but on the whole I'm speaking. So Bhutto told Faisal, he told Khalid, all of them, you must remember that from Pakistan, you want 1 million men, we'll send 1 million. You want 5 million, we'll send 5 million. You want 10 million, we will send for you. You want in the army, we will send for you. But woman, I won't give you one lady from Pakistan. You see, that is Bhutto. He knows what these chaps will do to the woman. You understand? Which Maulvi should think like that? I'm asking you. They should send the woman there, give the money to the government and this. Very few should think about it like that. So you must remember, that was, he's very sharp in there. He didn't allow a single lady from Pakistan to go and work as a domestic there in Saudi Arabia. Notwithstanding the fact that he and Faisal were best of friends. When I went to Pakistan to study 74, I had to delay my trip for this reason. That in Lahore and that they had the big Islamic conference in February or something like that. It was beginning of 74. Therefore, I wanted to go January, February. They said, no, you can't go. You must wait. Then March I went. Because of all this Faisal and Bhutto, big conference they had and all. But he told them, I will not give you a single Pakistani lady. You understood? So it's something we must give him due for that, you know. So all this, what things they do there, you know. So Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Okay, that concludes our lesson. You must remember this. So 12 o'clock is news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter will be the Majlis of Mufti Ibrahim Saleji of Ispingo Beach. 1 o'clock is Adhan, and 1:05 to 1:30, Surah Muddathir. So chapter number 74, we conclude the Surah 48. 8 to verse 56, so we'll complete it today, inshallah, Aziz. 1:30 to 2 from our archive, Surah Yasin, verses 66 to 76. 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. And then 3 to 3:35 will be the repeat of today's Q&A. Very interesting Q&A today, you must listen to it. And then 3:35, 3:40 to 4 o'clock will be Seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or Dawood Siddat. And then 4 to 5 will be by Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke Ashar. So okay, either it will mean the poetry of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So remember that, so this is written like this, yes, so I don't know. So anyway, so and Nabi, something about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam between 4 and 5 by Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, and that will be in Urdu language. 5 to 7, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, and thereafter 7 to 7:30 will be the tafsir I'll do today, inshallah, Surah Muddathir, ending the Surah. And 7:30 to 8, Mawlana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 10, discussion with Mawlana Arafat and Mawlana Salim Kareem, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We head on for the news now with Brother Suleiman. From us in the team, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.